I'll talk later about the story of Joseph, but I don't know if anybody else will, but I find it really difficult not to go, "Oh," at some point as we go through. And as we were talking in the schoolroom there, I think that Lloyd Webber and whoever else it was owe me quite a lot of money, because apparently, so I believe tonight, at one point they say, "No, no, no." I think they've been in one of my lessons. So I'm sure we're all going to have a lovely time and really enjoy ourselves. Thank you, Rachel.
Oh, God. Joseph was sold as a slave, he went to live in the home of Potiphar, one of Pharaoh's officers and the captain of the palace guard. Joseph was a slave in a foreign land, but he was not alone. God was with him, and Potiphar was soon pleased that his new slave. He put him in charge of his household and all his business. Joseph was good-looking, and Potiphar's wife fell in love with him. But Joseph was loyal to his master and would not have anything to do with her. Then Potiphar's wife grew angry and told lies about Joseph to her husband. She said that Joseph attacked her. Potiphar was furious and Joseph was flung into prison, but God was still with him. He won the prison governor's trust and was put in charge of all the other prisoners.
Amongst the prisoners were the Pharaoh's butler and the Pharaoh's baker. They had both offended the king. One night, both men had strange dreams. Next morning, when Joseph came to bring their food, he found them very worried. What could these dreams mean? In Egypt in those days, people took the dreams very seriously. Every dream had a meaning. God can show us the meaning of dreams, Joseph said. So the butler and the baker told Joseph their dreams, and God showed Joseph what they meant. The butler had dreamt of a vine with three branches. He picked the grapes and squeezed the juice into Pharaoh's cup and gave it to him. In 3 days, Joseph said, the king will set you free and you will have your old job back. Please be kind enough to mention me to the king and help me get out of prison, the butler promised.
The baker had dreamt he was carrying three bread baskets on their head full of pastries for the king, but the birds were eating them. In 3 days' time, Joseph said, the king will bring you out of prison, but he will cut off your head. Everything happened just as Joseph had said, but the butler forgot all about his promise, and poor Joseph was left in languish in prison.
Thank you.
back, the cup was found, shall be my slave, said Joseph, testing them. The rest of you are free to go. But the brothers would not hear of it. They could not bear to tell their father that now Benjamin had been taken from him as well. Judah spoke, If Benjamin does not return with us, our father will die of grief. I promise to bring the boy back safely. Let me be your slave in his place. When Joseph heard this, he knew that his brothers were truly sorry for what they had done to him all those years before. He sent his servants out of the room, and they burst into tears. I am Joseph, he said. Is my father still alive? There was dismay on all of their faces. Now Joseph could pay them back, but what would he do to them? But Joseph spoke again. Don't be afraid. It was God who sent me here to save all your lives. The harvest will be bad for 5 more years, and many will starve to death. Go home and bring the rest of your family here to live near me in the land of Goshen. And he hugged them all as his tears ran down his face. So Jacob and Joseph's brothers, their wives and their children, their servants, cattle, left Canaan and came to live in Goshen, the best part of the land of Egypt.
Thanks.
I was lied to, I think. That was so good. It was remarkable. It was amazing. Just like Joseph's coats, I've loved every moment of it. And we do need to do another round of applause. One, because I think all you guys who did it should clap each other. And plus, we need to include Rachel. And Rachel, before we do, we're going to close with any element of what we've done this evening of your choice that you can pick up. And we'll close with something. So, can we all give all the people here, can they give each other and Rachel a massive round of applause? So then, Joseph, probably, as the advert says, probably the best story in the Old Testament. The story of a young man who started really life as a spoilt child, which made it very easy, of course, for his brothers to dislike, if not hate him. Was it the best start? Was it the worst start? Was it a bit of both? And the life of Joseph goes up, and it goes down, and it goes up, and it goes down. He was a man of dreams, or a young man of dreams, and his first dreams, his own dreams, led really to him being rejected by his brothers, thrown down a well, then of course going into the service of Potiphar, in which he does really well, and then gets wrongly accused and gets put into prison. So his dreams, he might be thinking now, what's God done to me? I had this great idea that I was going to be this great person, and where am I? I'm in prison. And I don't think prisons are nice now, and they are probably 10 times worse then. And so here we have this young man, whose all his dreams at that moment in time are shattered. He has no family, he has no friends, and he has no future. But he has an awful long time to think, doesn't he? And to reflect on what's happened. And the baker and the butler come along, and we know the story, and we've heard it tonight, how things change. And my most favourite part of the story of Joseph, because I think it was incredibly serious, but I find it so humorous, is that when Jacob has passed away, the brothers say to each other, "What on earth is going to happen to us now?" And so they go to Joseph. "We had some laughs when we were young, didn't we? Remember us that bit of fun when we put you down that well?" And what they were trying to say is, "Please don't kill us now that Dad's died." And he said this, and this is what I love about the story of Joseph so much, and after this we'll have our song. Joseph said, "What you did, you meant for evil, but God meant it for good." And Joseph's dreams did come true. And everything that God promised him did come true. Was it easy? No. But was it right? Yes. And did it work out in the end? Yes, it did. Thank you, Rachel.